plums. We have strawberries. We have blackberries. Boysenberries. We used to raise them. And
did you say raspberries?
Raspberries, blackberries. And they have what up north they call blueberries, we call them huckleberries.
Yeah.
And they have gooseberries. Now a lot of these I never see anymore, but then they did have, they have them, and I'm sure you can find them.
What do you call that hard inside part of a cherry?
The pit, we call them a seed.
See? What about of a peach?
That one we call that the seed.
See?
Of course, that's some people call it a pit.
Well, you know, there's some peaches that have...
Three stone peach that you can break open and the seed popped out. Others are plains. Plains. Of course, we used to have an Indian peach. I haven't seen any lately. They were red peach. And then we used to have what they called the Arkansas black apples, and I haven't seen them in a long time. They were rather yellow meat and very good flavor. Mm. It had Arkansas, and they called them Arkansas blacks. Mm. But I haven't seen any of them years.
Well, what about the part of the apple that's left after you eat what you want best?
Well, we call it a core. Some people eat the core.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty good.
With the exception of the seed. Of course, you see, it's kind of hard when you get down there, but I've seen people eat the core.
Well, I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but have you ever heard of taking slices of fruit like apples and peaches and letting them dry?
I think I mentioned that Granddad used to, they used to cut up apples and put them on top of the house, and later on when they built a little building out there and they called it the evaporator. And they put a, I don't know, I suppose they burned wood or something in that. Of course they used to put them in a big jar too and burn sulfur in them.
Hmm.
But I don't know what that was for.
Can't imagine.
They used to burn sulfur. Of course, you know, a lot of times when they dried apples and put them up, they had so many bees and things like that, they had all kinds of insects swarming around. I don't see how people lived back in
the Yeah, people.
A lot of them didn't.
Talk about the good old days.
Yeah,
know.
Boy, howdy.
I don't know about that.
And there's another local expression, boy, howdy.
Well, what about some different kinds of nuts that grow around here?
Oh, I remember as a child we had hazelnuts and we had beech nuts along the river. And of course they have hickory nuts and walnuts and pecans. We've got pecan tree out here, but sometimes we get pecans if the crows won't get them or jaybirds carrying one.
Right. Have you, talking about the walnut, what do you call that part that might stain your fingers?
That'd be we call it a hull.
What would the hard part be called?
It'd be called nut, the walnut.
Maybe, what about the shell?
Well, the shell would be the hull.
I see.
Or to me it would be. Now, of course, I have problems when you break one open. I had never defined it. Mm-hmm. We just always call it the walnut, or we hull the walnut.
What about the kind of nuts, I don't imagine they grow around here, but you see a lot of them in South Alabama. They grow in the ground?
I don't think we have anything with nuts. Oh, peanuts.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if anybody raised, of course they may have peanuts out in the garden, you know, but to raise them commercially or anything, it's not done here. Of course, my dad used to, we always planted and grow peanuts.
What about another kind of nut that probably doesn't grow around here, but you can get it in the stores around Christmas time?